Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. Welcome to Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. What a week, huh? What an incredible week. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. But before I get started, it's been another overwhelming day. And it's going to be like this for a long time, I'm telling you. But I'm going to take a sip of this. I just brought some Warfighter Joe here, some Warfighter coffee, and I'm going to take it. I made a really strong iced cup of coffee here, so let's take one. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm unleashing the Warfighter in me. You can get this coffee at warfightertobacco.com. I just ordered some. It just showed up today. Made me a big old iced cup of Joe. A little bit of cream, some powdered creamer in there, and a little bit of sweetener, sugar-free sweetener. Yum. And it's strong, too. I made a strong cup. So I don't know where that leaves me by the time the hour together is over today. We'll see, because I'll probably down the whole thing. But you never know. Angry Mark might come out of the box today. What would bring Angry Mark out of the box? How about Kansas Republican Senator Pat Roberts supporting banning that bump magazine and raising the minimum purchase age for an AR to 25? I don't know what bump magazine thing is, and apparently Pat Roberts doesn't either. Pat Roberts, when you don't know what you're talking about, it's best just, period, stop, period, talking. Period. You make a fool of yourself. You come off as a panderer, and that's what you're doing. But pandering to who? Pandering to who? We've seen a lot of that this week, and I've asked that question. Pandering to who? Whom? To whom is Republican Pat Roberts pandering to? Liberal Democrats who are going to call for every type of gun control there is, whether and always do, whether there's a Florida or not? No. Is he pandering to them? No. He's pandering to the media. Because he's weak. His knees are shaking. I should have had a sound effect for his knees knocking, a little cartoon sound effect. We saw Marco Rubio under intense pressure, I might add. I'm going to talk about that. That's one of the topics I'm going to talk with you about that today. CNN, I got some emails from you. Man, how come you didn't talk about the CNN bashing? I wanted to save that for Friday. See what other kind of fallout came with that. Go there in just a minute. But Pat Roberts is easy to harp on. Got, you know, these are just bozo comments made by bozos who don't understand anything what they're talking about. Now, you heard yesterday Samuel Zeif, the 18-year-old kid who, you know, can't believe he can buy an AR at 18. My advice to him is, if you don't want one, don't buy one. You don't have to buy one. Maybe he's afraid of himself. You know, this guy's been out there on multiple networks pushing a confiscation is what he's been pushing. That's what he's been pushing. And that stuff can't go unanswered. I don't care. Backgrounds don't matter. When you're out in the public arena, you know, expect to be responded to. I'm not going to attack him personally. I don't know him. Couldn't care less. I'm talking about his message. But he's preaching a message of confiscation. He just can't believe he can buy an AR-15 at 18 years old. And he used that. I can't buy a beer, but I can buy an AR-15, an AR, he said. Pat Roberts wants to raise the minimum purchase age for an AR-15 to 25. So yesterday I told you when we closed out with that, I didn't have enough time to talk about the AR age issue, because let me tell you what's coming. That's coming. You might not want to hear that, but you're not stupid. You're plugged in. If you're listening to this program, you're tuned in. You know what's going on. That's coming. Trump's talking about it. Now, interestingly, at CPAC today, Trump didn't mention that. Not that I heard. I listened to his remarks today, most of them. I had to tune out. I had a million, gazillion, quintillion other things I had to do. So I tuned into the parts that were relevant there. All of it was relevant. Well, I tell you, you know, if you oppose Trump, you do so at your own risk. This guy's as sly as a fox, man. He knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. But he interestingly didn't mention the age limit from 18 to 21. But so you're hearing a lot about that. The NRA is already out forcefully opposing that, as they should. As they should. As I do. So let's go into that. Well, what's wrong with, you know, being 21 to buy a gun? You got to be 21 to have a handgun. Yeah? Should you have to be 21 to have a handgun? This is all arguable. Here's why. At what age do your constitutional rights start? We've got constitutional rights from the moment you're born. As an American, you're protected. You have rights. And you're hearing this beer argument. I'm old enough to buy. A group of people got together and said, let's lower the drinking age to 18 at some point in time, or it was already 18. You see, when I was a kid, it was 18 years old to drink. And then it went to 21. Because somebody said you could do that. But now let's take this 18-year-old kid. Let's take Samuel's life. He's the one out there talking about it. Let's use him as an example. Samuel decides he doesn't want to go to college. Samuel decides he's a great welder, and that's what he wants to do for a trade. And he's got a knack for it. And NASCAR hires him. And he goes to work for a NASCAR team up in Concord, North Carolina. Love NASCAR, by the way. That's why I'm using it as an example. I know a lot of people who do what I'm talking about. And he goes to work for a team. But he's got to live somewhere, right? So he gets an apartment. His mom and dad come up. And like my parents, they help him out. They help him establish some credit. Because at 18, you can do these things. So they hook him up with some furniture. And they put it in his name. And maybe they make a down payment for him. They help him. And they get him some credit established. And he's got now a credit account. And he's got a credit card. And he's renting an apartment. And he's got a car, and maybe his parents co-sign loan. He's getting off. He's getting started here with his life. He's 18 and a half years old. He's graduated high school. I graduated high school. I was 18 years old. And then his parents leave. Samuel's living in his apartment. He can't buy a handgun until he's 21. But he can buy a shotgun to protect himself and his apartment. Oh, wait. That's 21 now, too. So Samuel, between 18 and 21, is barred from exercising a fundamental constitutional right, an individual right to keep and bear arms. His right to keep and bear arms is 100% completely infringed. A beer has nothing to do with it. There is no, I don't understand why people think, I heard Geraldo Rivera running his mouth today on Fox and Friends, as he is wont to do when it comes to AR-15s. Now, Geraldo's got a whole lot more life experience out there. He's been in war zones, okay? He has seen what war can do. And that's where he's coming from. And this kid, Samuel, saw and heard explosions of gunfire. I don't know if he saw any victims, and it doesn't make any difference. People saw what happened at Virginia Tech, 30-plus dead. Highest number of school shooting in American history was Virginia Tech, all with a handgun that Samuel can't buy. So Samuel is defenseless. Geraldo was running the same thing, that's why I mentioned Geraldo, sorry about that. The same thing with the age. The 21. You should be minimum of 21. Trump's going to do this. He's going to make it 21 years old to buy this gun. And then when he was reminded by one of the folks on the couch, well, you know, Geraldo, that Virginia Tech, highest body count in a school shooting in American history was a pistol. He says, I know. And then they deflect back because they don't like the AR-15. Even though they don't know anything about it, they don't know. And Geraldo, so at 18 to 21, Geraldo gets to tell us what we want. And I use Geraldo metaphorically. A Geraldo within the government gets to tell us what we can have. Who makes this decision? The government. Well, who's the government? It's the person sitting in the chair in the government building in the government-run D.C. It's the government. So now we can't exercise a fundamental constitutional right until we're 21 years old. This has nothing to do with a beer. A beer is just a man-made, well, let's make it 18. You go to Mexico and drink beer at 18. Why do you think kids like going to Cancun? You think kids don't drink beer here in the United States until they're 21? I can tell you from certainty that's not true. These are just things to think about. We're going to talk a little bit about that, a little bit more about that. We'll talk with you about the CNN Dog and Pony Show, directed at Dana Loesch and Marco Rubio, and then the Broward County Sheriff, and then boycott the NRA. Lots to go on.
The clock's ticking on this one. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you got to check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 10 chances to win your gun daily. Could be a Kimber, could be a Glock, maybe a Springfield. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss out, because you could win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Head over there now. Good luck. Armedandresponsible.com. Good luck.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, the clock's ticking on this, okay? I want you to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun. I know you want to do that, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you. That's why they're here, to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. I am member number 32 of said organization. You know, I did a television interview today, international interview, again emanating from Great Britain on Turkish, TRT, World News. They love coming after me. The international interviews, I love doing them. They're fun. And right behind me, if anybody was watching the television program, and lots do, was the big USCCA logo was right behind me. So that was kind of cool. So I'm proud of that. Member number 32. But they're here. They train and protect responsible gun owners just like us. That's why they're here. And right now they're giving away free guns every day, so you got to check them out. Giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. But it's not just one gun. I tell you, every day you could get up to 10 chances to win your gun daily. It could be Kimber, Glock, Springfield, Smith & Wesson, maybe a car, Beretta. You have no idea. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. There's not a lot of time. It's all ending soon. I know it is because I recorded the other spot. Now I do know when, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm only going to tell you it's ending very soon. So don't miss the opportunity. The gun disappears at midnight and a new one pops up. So don't worry. Just make sure you get over there and enter armedandresponsible.com. I'm drinking some Warfighter Joe right here. Really strong cup of coffee. I needed it. Been up all night. Didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night. Got a lot of work going on, as you can just imagine. And it's amazing. You can have some too. You maybe sit back with a cup of coffee and have a cigar, relax, celebrate something, or just put on a cool Warfighter apparel shirt or something and have a cup of Joe. WarfighterTobacco.com. Use the promo code AAR. Unleash the warfighter in you, okay? All right, raising the age from 18 to 21, here's what it does. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen before we go any farther. It's going to happen. I'm hating it, but it's going to happen. There's consensus for it in Washington and in the White House. And, of course, we all know we're going to do something. That's going to happen. That's going to happen. And there'll be a raucous debate about it. Don't know how it's going to be implemented. Is it going to be filtered down to the state? We don't know. Don't know. There will also be court challenges. I can promise you. There may be an injunction here or there. This is not going to play out anytime soon. It's going to take some time. Because we are talking about here, and I want you to understand what I'm talking about. I want you to walk with me here, okay? Let's hold hands and walk together. They are talking about screwing an 18 to 21-year-old adult in America out of a fundamental constitutional right to protect and defend themselves. That's what we're talking about here. So maybe, let me throw this out for consideration, and you guys in the age group that I'm talking about are not going to like what I'm hearing. You know, when I was 18, there was talk about raising the drinking age to 21. Man, we hated that. It was fun to be able to go to a bar and have a couple beers at that age. Geraldo would say, oh, we've done studies. I don't care what Geraldo says, and I don't care what studies. I can show you studies that show the opposite. So shut up. But here's what's getting ready to happen, and I'm telling you. So you guys in this age group are not going to like what I'm going to tell you. But if we're going to do that, maybe we ought to consider raising the age of legal adulthood in America to 21. You can't rent a car. Or excuse me, can't rent a house. You can't rent a car until you're 25. Insurance companies don't like you because you're dangerous, right? Oh, I know, but you can rent it. You can buy an AR. Yeah, you can. And you can carry it in a rental car. Think about it. Maybe we need to raise the legal age at which we consider an American, an adult, to 21. Or maybe, if it will make anybody feel better, maybe we should lower the drinking age to 18. Then raise the age to buy an AR, because that takes the argument away. Well, what's Samuel's wife going to say when he can drink a beer at 18? Because I could drink a beer at 18 legally, and at 19 and 20 and 21. Maybe 18-year-olds shouldn't be able to join the military. Maybe 18-year-olds shouldn't be able to get a credit card. Maybe we have to be 21 to do anything in this country lawfully. Maybe we have to live at home with our parents until we're 21. Maybe we should make that a law. We are talking about taking away a constitutional right because of the actions of a sick psychopath maniac. Now, let's go to that sick psychopath maniac for just a few minutes, shall we? Let's go to the Broward County Sheriff, Israel. Boy, I'll tell you what, this guy is really turning out to be a beauty, isn't he? Yeah. He attacked Dana Loesch. He's pandering to the media. He's pandering to CNN. Why? Because this guy's in full CYA mode right now. Why? Because he knew when he was lashing out at Dana on CNN and berating her publicly, he knew that he had a deputy there that chickened out. They've got it on video, and he won't release the video. We've also got two other deputies, I believe, on suspension right now. Why? Because his department, his deputies, were called to that place 39 times. His department was warned that this guy was a potential school shooter. Well, let's not even talk about the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Let's just focus on Israel's department. There's an old saying, the buck stops here. Where does it stop at the Broward County Sheriff? Were not these deputies who are on suspension and now retired working for him? Isn't he the man? Isn't he the sheriff? He knew when he was attacking Dana. He knew what happened. Dana took him to task, by the way, on those 39 visits and calls. And according to Red State, he said, I'll quote them here, Israel acted like a smug, arrogant, blame-shifting little satellite radio moment word I can't say. And went after the NRA, this is me now, because I saw it, went after the NRA, went after the guns, and is taking zero responsibility at all. He went after Dana, wanted to know where she got her information, etc., etc., etc. This guy's in full CYA mode. He's also out running his mouth now that if you're down here, you're not going to get elected. No politician's going to let him get elected down here unless you're going to call for banning AR-15s. Let me tell you something, Sheriff, as you probably well know, because you're the one pandering to the politicians down there. There ain't a whole lot of Republicans down there anyway, right? It's not that big of a deal. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. See, I got a little bit of that coffee. Angry Mark could come out. I'm going to try to keep him at bay. We'll see. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, yeah, you are. I am desperately trying to contain angry Mark. I've got an audio clip I think I want to play for you between Sheriff Israel and Dana Lash. Now, mind you something, I know Dana Lash. I've sat and had dinner with her and her kids. I've corresponded with her husband. I enjoy seeing her husband when I'm out and about in some functions around the country. I see him at SHOT Show and things of this nature. We've had a chance to talk in the past. And I got to tell you something about Dana Lash. I'm not so sure that after watching that dog and pony show, and that's what that was. That was and I knew what that was right off the bat. That was a setup. That was a CNN setup from the word go. There's now accusations that they were fixing questions and everything else, and I put nothing past it because they've been caught before. They hate you. So these people hate your guts. They stacked an auditorium. Dana's out there talking about it. You can read the column. It's Dana Lash. Here's the real deal. Let's go there for just a second because I'm not going to play that audio until I know. I've got to read it or I'm going to hear it during a break. But hers is Dana Lash. Here's the real story of what happened at CNN's garbage town hall. She had nothing in advance, didn't know how the setup was going to be, didn't know it was going to be in a giant arena where it was 360 all the way around, had no clue. But I wanted to go in and represent the people that I was representing, also because I'm a parent too. I have kids. My oldest child is just a couple years younger than those students. I've met them. Everything was already in place, and then boom, the dog and pony show starts. They're walking her down an aisle. She's got people screaming at her, quoting, murderer, child killer. They're yelling, burner. Think about that. Think about that. And then, of course, Bill Nelson was there. What it was just a big, giant gun grabber love fest. That's what it was. Should Dana and Rubio have even gone to that thing? I don't know. I mean, she'll tell you yes, because there's always an opportunity to talk. Look, these people, they were ambushed and attacked intentionally. CNN did it intentionally. It's what they do. And let me tell you something. Let me tell Dana, Rubio, everybody else. If you didn't go, it wouldn't have mattered. They're going to bash you anyway. You're not changing any opinions in there. None. And I'm going to guarantee you, most people watching CNN, you're not going to change opinions anyway. You might as well think you're watching. It's MSDNC spelled CNN. That's all it is. I don't know that it was really, really helpful to go. I mean, it certainly wouldn't have hurt if you didn't. It's just a room full of gun grabbers. That's what the Democrats and gun grabbers do. And CNN made it easy for him to do it. I don't know. Rubio looks like he's backed into a corner. You see, he didn't come out of this thing smelling good. He should have never gone. He didn't have to go. Trump said, I ain't going to that. CNN just let the gun grabbers rip. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you think CNN would ever, ever stack an arena of pro-rights people, which they could easily do down there in Florida? I asked you this yesterday. And then bring in Shannon Watts, Michael Bloomberg, and Senator Nelson, and go after them? Please. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. Because it's not their agenda. It isn't their agenda. Here's my take on the Broward County Sheriff. Resign. Resign. Get out. You're in CYA mode. All of this occurred on your watch. That old saying, the buck stops here. Unless you're me, I'm a good gun control guy. I'm a good gun control guy. I toe the line. I fired the guy, but then he had enough to get a full pension and retire because he's earned it, and that was his right to do it. But I'm the one that instigated it. He should have gone in. He didn't. He works for you. And 17 kids in your area, your county sheriff, are dead. Everything you've ever suggested as a dopey liberal to do was done. See something, say something. How about multiple times, Sheriff? What do we need? 6 times? 7 times? That make you feel better? 8 times? 9? Maybe 10? Maybe it's the 11th time's a charm in Broward. Right? I don't know. Maybe 12. I'll digress. You get my point. Rhetorical question, but nonetheless, legitimate. 17 dead kids. FBI, protocol wasn't followed at the FBI. Whose head's going to roll? Somebody's? Anybody's? Nobody's? Not hearing anything about that. We know whose head's rolling at the sheriff's office. Cops who went to this guy's house 39 times. Man, that rearview mirror is crystal clear, high-def vision. 4K, isn't it? Isn't it? At what point do you become responsible? And I say this because you're the lead dog. You're the one out there on CNN participating in a bash fest, proposing things that wouldn't work when everything that would have worked was handed to you and you didn't do crap. You know, there are parents down there who want guns in those schools. CNN going to tell you that? You going to tell us that, Sheriff? Because apparently your guns ran away. You know, I'm just saying. That's what happened. I'm not bashing the Broward County Sheriff's Department. I'm bashing that one deputy who didn't go in. Was it against? I don't know. That's what they're telling us. I'm sure it was. I'm sure there are many, many, the vast majority of deputies down there would have gone in. Terrible situation. Completely avoidable. Guess what? Your bump stock ban wouldn't have stopped it. Your background check wouldn't have stopped it. See something, say something. How many times did we do it down there? Didn't stop it. Raising the age to 21, guess what? Wouldn't have stopped it. He'd have done something different. That's what killers do. He would have gotten a gun. He would have stolen it. Somebody he knew had one. He would have taken one. He would have gotten a gun. Banning the AR-15 wouldn't have stopped it. Ask Shuangwei Cho. Oh, we can't. He killed himself with a Glock handgun after murdering 30 people in Virginia Tech. Everything you suggest, Sheriff, didn't work. You know what would have worked? Had your department followed up on the information that you had and looked at it and gone, holy crap, we've been there like 39 times. You know, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But maybe taking the guns out of my house will help make you feel better, right? Because that's what Samuel Zeiss is suggesting we do. Kid has every right to suggest that. Every right to suggest it. It's America, just as I have every right to say, really? Seriously? You think that would work? You know, like we talked about yesterday, the bonehead who sliced his AR-15 in half because he didn't want his gun to hurt anyone ever. And I'm thinking to myself, is it? I mean, it's not going to hurt anybody unless you pick it up, take it out of the closet or safe, and go shoot up a school. Somebody who doesn't trust himself, I guess. Good. Maybe he did. Maybe he's going to do the same thing with his handguns too, right? Because it's the AR. It's not the handgun that was used by Shuangwei Cho that killed 32. These people are talking out both sides of their mouth, and you better be able to call them on it. You're going to have to be able to call them on it because they're coming after you. We come back and we'll talk about boycott the NRA. And I want to talk about Florida Governor Rick Scott and his proposals. When we come back, I'll go down the list with you. You make up your own mind. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Unfortunately, I listened to the audio I wanted to play for you, but it's one of those tapes that throws a 30-second commercial out, and it took me the entire break, because I worked through the breaks, to get that audio running. And unfortunately, when I went to re-up it, it had already kicked into the next audio, next video, and in order to get back to what I wanted to get back to, I would have had to gone back into that 30-second, you know, whole deal. Got to watch a commercial when you're watching a CNN video on the internet, but I'll digress there too. Suffice to say, here's what was happening. Dana Loesch made suggestions, the sheriff, and called out Sheriff Israel about the amount of times he was saying, wanted to know why the Sheriff's Department didn't Baker Act them. Now, I lived in Florida for a long time. There's a tool that they have down there called the Baker Act, where you can be involuntarily committed for up to 3 days against your will if an officer on scene believes you're a threat or harm to yourself or anybody else. They could have done that to him. He was called out, and what did he do? He deflects and says, oh, America, America, it's only about one person, the gun. Or one person, it's about the killer. That's it, the one person was the killer. And he deflected that to a very friendly gun friendly. Then he said, there are three things we need to do. He said, we need to redesign and rebuild our schools. Okay, that's decades out. I don't know if you know anything about funding for schools, but I got to drive my daughter several miles down three interstate exits to get her to a high school that was supposed to be built near me 13 years ago, but they still can't get the funding. So dream on there, pal. Sounds great to say to your gun-loving or gun-hating crowd, but you're decades out. Next was the whole mental health thing. And thirdly was, we need common sense gun reforms. No 18-year-old needs a rifle, said Sheriff Israel. Yeah, that's because no 18-year-old is responsible with a firearm and a rifle all across the country, because this one psychopath, sicko, that your department didn't take care of with all the information you had, decided to kill people, and you knew it was coming. He had told you it was coming, but that's okay. CYA. And then he went on and said he was going to call BS on anybody that disagreed with him on that. So this guy's pandering to a CNN crowd, and I'll leave it at that. You knew that was coming. You knew it was coming. There's a boycott the NRA movement in effect. Is there really a bunch of dopey people get on social media and put a hashtag out? Enterprise Rental Car gets a tweet from somebody that says 18 times, pound, because that's pound. It's not a hashtag, whatever. It's a pound sign. Pound boycott the NRA 20 times on it, and the response from Enterprise Rent-A-Car was, you know what, after
looking at this and seeing this, we've decided that we're no longer going to give discounts to NRA. We're pulling away from our NRA. So this is great. This is where we are with social media, where a multi-million dollar company makes decisions based on boneheaded tweets from people. Instead of making business decisions, they're willing to throw away millions of dollars and hand it to their competitors. Because guess what? I'm not going to rent from Enterprise ever again. Nor will the millions of dollars that were spent by people at the NRA who simply took a 10% off of, and I've used it before, on Enterprise to rent a car. So here's the deal. Well, the hell with you. I'll rent somewhere else. So will millions of others. What a brilliant way to make a business decision, isn't it? That's what tweets do. Boycott the NRA. Yeah, the NRA is real worried about that, I'm sure. Florida Governor Scott. Governor Scott's got, he unveiled his plan today. Raise the minimum age to purchase a gun to 21. I told you right there, that's got legs. That's fixing to happen. As we say in the hood, that's fitting to happen. And it is. So like I said, we've got this problem where America is getting ready to screw lawful adults. Oh, and by the way, in that CNN tape that I couldn't play, he says, these are kids. No 18-year-old should have a rifle. These are kids. These kids are in high school. No, Sheriff, they're not. They're adults. You've got 18-year-olds that you've charged with adult crimes. You've got 16-year-olds you've charged with adult crimes. But at 18, there's no choice. You're being charged as an adult. There's not an option to charge an 18-year-old as a kid. You're a hack. You're a panderer. Millions of 18-year-olds around the country use rifles every day, responsibly. They're not killers, like the guy you missed is, because he didn't kill himself, or didn't get killed because your deputy waited outside and broke protocol so that you could fire him, or whatever it was you did. You know that old saying, yeah, the buck stops here. Apparently not in Broward. The buck stops down there. The CYA starts up here, right? Man, oh man, I'll tell you. That's coming. Raise the minimum age to 21. So we're going to screw those adults, just like he said. Well, they're kids. They're kids. They're 18 years old. They're just kids. They're in high school. No, they're not. They're lawful, legal adults. So maybe we ought to start looking at making everything 21. Everything 21. And I mean everything. You want to put some balance in there? Yeah. And that means military 21. That means entering into contracts 21. That means age of consent for things 21. That's what that means. Bans for guns for those with mental illness. Nobody wants mental illness sufferers, however you define mental illness, to be able to purchase or possess a gun. Sounds great. Here's the kicker. Due process. Due process of law. Obama, guess what? Hey, you, your grandpa over there, that veteran over there, decided to have his son do his finances. Boom. There went his Second Amendment right. The media never tells you that when they go after Donald Trump, saying, like Jimmy Kimmel when he was all crybaby-ish, you know? You did that. You took away the allowed mental people to buy guns. Jimmy Kimmel doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. No, he doesn't know anything. He's ignorant, as the day is 24 hours long in his world. He's ignorant. He has no earthly idea what he's talking about. It's called due process of law. Liberals hate due process. Why? Because they can't get away with telling you to do something when you say no, because they think they're better than you. It's called due process of law, so we need to look at that. Now, something else that's going to happen, too, this is coming, too. Places law enforcement officers in schools. Well, there was a law enforcement officer in that school, and he hid outside behind a wall. But he's going to increase funding to put one officer for every thousand students. That would have put at Parkland three and a half officers in that school. It's a big school, 45-acre campus, 3,500 students. Would that have helped? Maybe. If Sheriff Israel's officers actually went in, that would have helped. Establishes mental health counselors at schools. They're going to be busy. restricts gun access to those who have committed acts of domestic violence and stalking. Now, here we go again. That sounds great on the surface, doesn't it? I hate running out of time with you. I can't stand it. I could sit here with you another 2 hours. Restricts gun access to those who have committed acts of domestic violence and stalking. Because let me tell you something. We all know someone's never been accused of something that never happened, right? We're talking about ex parte here. This is a very, very serious subject. There must be due process. It has to start there. The discussion has to start there. The Democrat liberals' gun violence restraining orders, right? They wanted ex parte. They want anybody that knows you, including teachers or counselors or neighbors or anybody around you. They want to be able to go in and make an accusation against you to a judge without you being present and then having the cops show up at your house and taking your stuff from you. And that's flat out wrong. We don't do that in America. Why am I mentioning that? Because Governor Scott is proposing that. And he is proposing it with some teeth. It's way too early to talk about it. It needs to be looked at. Here's what's coming down the pike. You mark my word. Bump stock ban, gun violence restraining orders, age restriction bumps to 21. That's all coming. And guess what else? Trump's going to sign off on it. So as a gun rights supporter, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? This weekend coming up on the Monster Cast is going to be intense. We've got a great lineup building. I know a lot of people that I want to talk with on the program are very busy doing media. Check out my Twitter feed at AARMark, at AARMark. Jump in there. Jump in the discussion. Make sure to tune in to the Monster Cast on Sunday from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Until we meet then, remember to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the Monster Cast.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.